that as a possibility, as opposed to being reminded and going, like you said earlier, that this is how you see it, and this is the way it is. So it's cool to have the CDs, man. I mean, it's just like, it keeps reinforcing, you know, the course and how positive it is and the choices, you know, that we make, and are we really in alignment with the course, or are we in our own ego trying to align with our separation?
Hey, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I got two iPods. I got one for my funky jam, truth, everything else you could think of kind of music. And then I got one that's just classes and truth and stuff that I read, you know, it's like, and I listen to it all night, every night.
Wow.
I'm listening to the truth all night, every night, and I've done that for 17 years straight. You know, because the longer you study the course, you recognize it's not asking you to understand it. It's asking you to remember it.
Practice it.
And practice it. And everybody's always about understanding it. I gotta understand what it's saying. No. You cannot tell me you don't understand setting a goal at the beginning. Saying what you want to happen in advance. Trying to evaluate something that you were upset about and then being told you're going to be wrong because you didn't know what should have happened in the first place. We all intelligent enough to understand what I'm saying. And then the next thing it says is, well, what you do is every situation you go in, see that situation as an opportunity to try to practice whatever your goal is. And then it says the way you do that is what? Try to overlook everything that interferes with your objective and concentrate on everything that helps you meet it. Now, I defy anyone in here to say I just said something that's beyond your comprehension. But you can try to confuse yourself about it if you don't want to do it.
May I ask a question
sure.
about that?
Sure.
So the goal would be, though, more in terms of I want to be peaceful, or I want to be happy, or I want to join, rather than I want them to reroute the buses around Cheeseman Park.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and then after you decide you want peace, then you can say, I would love for them to reroute the buses around Cheeseman Park. You see what I'm saying? Because if your goal is peace, whether they reroute the buses around Cheeseman Park or not, you'll still have peace. You see what I mean? Funny thing about it is, like, when you go to peace first, that's when I've seen more physical manifestations of things that I've wanted. It used to be I would do the reverse. I would go, when they reroute the buses around Cheeseman Park, and when they do that, I'll be happy. Right. See, that's the way the average mind does it.
Right, that's what I keep wanting to do.
Right, that's what we were taught to do.
Yeah.
And then when you flip it, it goes, I really want to have peace whether they reroute the buses around Cheeseman Park or not, and I sure would prefer if they would reroute the buses around Cheeseman Park. See, then you got a win-win situation. Because now that means that then you're going to see this issue about Cheeseman Park, you're going to see that as an opportunity to see if you can keep your peace, right? Because you're going to use every situation as an opportunity to see if you can practice to make your goal happen, right? Yeah. So then you concentrate on everything that would help you meet your goal. So if they say they may not do it for 20 years, then you're going to concentrate on the thoughts, the feelings, and the emotions about that would help you keep your peace, which is your goal. And then you're going to overlook as best you can everything that makes you upset, which means that you're going to not focus on the fact that they're not going to do it until 10 years. Because that's what's going to make you mad. So you're going to realize it might take 10 years, but then you're going to focus on your books and your meditations and your thoughts and your course lesson that helps you keep your peace. You concentrate on what helps you meet your goal, and you try to overlook what your ego is going to tell you to try to make you mad, which would be counter to your goal of peace.
And you know what I see more and more? I'm just sucked into that.
It's a habit.
Just sucked into that with that.
It's a habit.
It's mindless. And then the other day it was like something you say all the time. It's a trick.
Yes, it's a trick.
Don't listen.
We're just getting the same lesson a million different ways. That's all it is. It's like all the stuff you go through all day is nothing but different ways that the same lesson is being given to you. It's so funny. It's like the Course says that God does not ever focus in on the form of the error or the form of the problem. We all into the form. They said that God knows you don't deserve to suffer no matter what. So it doesn't matter what you're suffering about. The suffering needs to go because you're a child of God and you don't deserve to suffer. And you don't have to tell me what you're upset about. What we want to do is focus on what will get you out of upset. See the difference? Where the average person is all about what they're upset about, which makes them think that there's different things making them upset.
Well, they're also not part of the solution. They're caught up, like you said, and their expectation is opposed to being a peaceful, loving experience.
That's right. That's right.
You try to, control something and let it be. Some beautiful things happen when we just surrender, as opposed to it has to be a particular thing.
You know what's so cool is that it's like we all know that. We all know exactly what you just said. We don't do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, almost anybody you could. I defy you to go to almost anybody and say something like, "You know, happiness comes from within. You shouldn't seek happiness outside." I have never met a person who did not agree with that. Yeah. Whether they had ever picked up a book or not, they go, "You're right. Yeah. You got to look inside." See, we say this stuff. Everybody just—it's almost to the point that it's like a cliche or something. We say it, but what Course is doing is giving us the practical approach to how to change your perception. So that it's no longer just something I say. So how do I get to that point that I surrender? Well, I get to the point by saying, what do I want to come out of this? And realize that if I don't come up with an idea about what I want to come out of it, I'm just going to have something happen in this situation that's going to probably upset me. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to be trying to figure out what's going on, and then I'm going to be wrong. Mm-hmm. And I definitely got to drop that whole thing of I don't like this and I don't want that and I don't like this and I don't like that. He says, because that's not a positive goal. That's not asking for what I want. And people are really good at that. You say, I want to take you out to dinner. And they'll say, well, I don't want to go to Good Friends, and I don't want to go to McDonald's, and I don't want to go to, Red Lobster. And what you would love for them to say is, where do you want to go? Sometimes, don't your ego just want to strangle people sometimes? It's like, where do you want to go? Well, I don't know. Why don't you think of something? Okay, then you think of something, and then they go, well, I don't want to do that. What do you want to do? I don't know. So it's like that's, and those are the people that you know have tons of drama and conflict in their life. You don't even have to get personally involved, and you know you get ready to head into Dramaville. Because you better believe they handle their whole life the same way they handle going out to dinner. They do everything like that. They don't just do, I don't want to go to McDonald's. That's everything. Yeah. What do you want then? I don't know, but I can tell you what I don't want. I don't want to eat no meat, and I don't want to eat no pork. Why don't you just say you just want to eat vegetables? Wouldn't that be a lot simpler? You see what I'm saying? So that's what the Course is saying, that to say what I don't want is not setting a positive goal, and so something's just going to happen to me. And so now he's going to say something really cool. He's going to tell us how to deal with the whole thing of knowing whether you're moving towards your goal. Check this out. It says, you will therefore make every effort to overlook what interferes with the accomplishment of your objective, which means you will concentrate on everything that helps you meet it. Mm-hmm. It's quite noticeable that this approach has brought you closer to God's sorting out, or truth's sorting out of truth and falsity. So the loving mind, the sane mind, the Holy Spirit, which of course calls the same, it's funny, the Course in Miracles defines the Holy Spirit as your sane mind. And so he said, the closer you get to your sane mind, he says, what's true becomes what can be used to meet your goal, and what's false becomes the useless from this point of view. So what's true when I walk into this room is everything I do that helps me meet my goal of peace with you. What's false is everything I do that doesn't help me reach my goal. See the difference between how the Course defines true and false. What's true is what helps you meet your goal. What's false is what's not helping you meet your goal. So if I'm saying I want to be in a relationship that's full of acknowledgement and peace,